Good morning, it's 6 o'clock. I'm Liam Kennedy with 2SER News. The New South Wales Water Minister has been criticised over his grossly irresponsible comments about fish kills in a scathing report on the Murray-Darling Basin Plan. More from Jeff Field in the 2SER newsroom.
The Royal Commission into the Management of the River System found the Murray-Darling Basin Authority was unwilling or incapable of acting lawfully and had called for a complete overhaul of the plan. It found river allotments were driven by politics and accused the Basin Authority Board of maladministration over its disregard for science. Commissioner Brett Walker also criticised New South Wales Water Minister Niall Blair for his comments on the recent mass fish deaths, but in a statement last night, he declared the gloves are off in the fight for water rights in the Murray-Darling. Jeff Field, 2SER News.
Victoria Police say evidence seized from properties belonging to Melbourne Cup-winning trainer Darren Weir strengthens a case of corruption and animal cruelty. However, they've cautioned it was too early to say if criminal charges would follow Wednesday's raids on properties and stables where cocaine and jiggers were found, electrical devices used on horses' necks to make them run faster. Barclays is moving $166 billion of assets from the UK to Dublin because it cannot wait any longer to implement its Brexit contingency plan. The BBC's Andrew Walker reports.
If the UK does leave the EU in 2 months without an agreement, many British businesses will face new barriers to providing goods and services to European customers. In the case of financial services, many will lose the regulatory authorisation they need, so some have been transferring business to other countries. Barclays is shifting its work for 5,000 European customers to Dublin, and on Wednesday received the authorisation it needs from a British court. Other banks have taken similar steps, with assets being moved to cities including Paris and Frankfurt, as well as the Irish capital.
A Sydney woman has been jailed after she lured her ex-husband to his home by trickery before she and her new fiancé killed him in a callous and calculated attack. But 40-year-old Raquel Hutchinson, who claims she is a witch, could be eligible for release next year following her sentencing over the brutal bashing of her ex, who's been given the pseudonym Brett Walker. Hutchinson was previously found guilty of manslaughter with her then-fiancé Paul Andrew Wilkinson, also 40, in a judge-alone trial in the New South Wales Supreme Court. Convicted pedophile Bradley Dragon has been sentenced to more than 4 years in jail for accessing child pornography online just 2 days after his prison release for a separate violent crime in Perth. 58-year-old Dragon infamously spent 13 years in a Thai jail for molesting young children and has been repeatedly convicted in Western Australia for child exploitation offences. Australian cosmetics baron Napoleon Purtis has gone into voluntary administration, putting jobs in 56 local stores at risk. Company directors have been trying for months to find a buyer. And an eight-month-old baby and an aged care residents were among several people who had to be rescued from broken-down lifts across Sydney's east during an hour-long blackout outage that hit 45,000 homes and businesses during sweltering conditions. A faulty underground cable interrupted supply shortly before 11:30 a.m. for an hour yesterday to more than a dozen suburbs, including Randwick, Bondi, Coogee, Point Piper and Rose Bay.
2SER Sport.
Cronulla has hired John Morris for the coaching role on a full-time basis, but it may only be for a year in a trial by fire. Morris has been acting as caretaker coach since the NRL banned Shane Flanagan late last year, and the former utility back has the support of the players. Australia won't change the winning formula they found in Brisbane in pursuit of claiming their first piece of silverware of the summer against Sri Lanka and Canberra. After rolling the visitors inside 3 days last weekend, Australia's captain Tim Payne has confirmed they'll take the same side into the second and final test at Manuka Oval today, where a win or draw will secure the trophy.
2SER weather.
Much cooler today for the first day of the month. Cloudy conditions and a few showers. Tops right across Sydney of 24 degrees. Right now it's 18 degrees in the city, 17 degrees at Penrith. That's the latest news. It's 6:04. I'm Liam Kennedy on 2SER 107.3.
2SER Breakfast with Tess Connery.
Hey, happy Friday. You're on 2SER Breakfast. It is 6:04. Cheers to Liam there in the 2SER newsroom. I must admit it was a bit jarring just then when he said the first day of the month, and all of a sudden I had like a crash memory that actually we're into February. January's already over. Commence the whinging about this year already going too fast. Coming up a little bit later on this morning, we are going to be chatting plastic recycling and what happens when it does go offshore. We can't just send it offshore and pretend that everything is fine and it is no longer our problem and that we can just dust our hands of it. We're going to be chatting about what actually goes on. Callan Boyes is also going to be in with the weekly feed, and Jeff Field will be doing the weekly wrap for us a bit later as well. First up, though, Jeff's going to be doing the news of the day. Alex Britton is going to be our first song of the Friday, starting the mood just right. Bad Faith. Morning.
On the band next door, now come see him live in our showcase at the Loft on Broadway, all for free. On February 1st, we've got some deliciously sautéed and sizzling garage tunes from Cookbook Book Club. Sausage roll, meat pie. Joan Benoit paints a soundscape of synth-driven experimental or pop. You said you'd come out here to see me. And gothic post-punk laments from Snape. Doors from 7:30 p.m. Head to 2SER's Facebook page. More information. 2SER is a partner of the Bands Next Door at the Loft UTS.
Kicking you off, Alex Britton with Bad Faith, but taking you out, Nayla Pakorak with Whiskers. That one is off her album Rattlesnake. Jeff Field is in for the news of the day. And Jeff, I've got a story for you about that song.
I was just really into that song, sitting here forgetting about news of the day. What's the story with the song?
It's a good one, and I did want to flick your microphone on because I do want to get your reaction to this. This is my favourite story. So the album is called Rattlesnake, and the whole thing is based on this woman from the 20s, Wild Wild West, over in the States, cowboys and gunslinging and all that fun stuff. And there's a woman who I have Googled, and she's real because I really thought this was an urban legend at first. Her name is Rattlesnake Kate. That was the name she went by. And she got that name after fighting off 140 rattlesnakes to protect her toddler son.
This is a true story.
This is a true story. She got a pistol and she used as many of the bullets as she could, and then ran out of bullets and basically found a no trespassing sign and sorted the rest of them out. There's a dress that she made of the rattlesnake skins in a museum over in the States.
One tough cookie there. I think I'm going to have to download her album.
So good. And it reminds me, because my first thought...
That's incredible.
Yeah, have you seen that video from one of the nature documentaries, one of the David Attenborough ones, I think, of the lizard that hatches on the beach?
Oh, yes.
And then all the snakes just take off after it. That's what I picture, because my first thought was, how do you anger 140 rattlesnakes?
My God. What a story to tell your friends. Imagine Christmas lunch at her house.
Yeah, you would never... Well, the ultimate story topper. That's nice.
You could never top that story.
No, yeah, you went out and did this on the weekend. Guess what?
I hope we play that song again.
140 snakes. I think, I don't know, I get it fairly often for myself. Oh, I like to play it.
Could you just give me a buzz down in the newsroom? Because I want to relive that by listening to that song.
It is Nayla Packer, Axel Whiskers.
How do I top that?
Rattlesnake. You don't, sorry. Anyway, Jeff's in for the news of the day. How's it going?
Oh, look, I'll rip through the news. There's quite a bit going on. Of course, the fallout from yesterday's Murray-Darling Basin plan. The Royal Commission handed down its scathing findings. Basically, no one was safe. Governments of all persuasions. And it was interesting watching them ducking and weaving. Not only did we have Niall Blair, the New South Wales Water Minister, who of course has been under fire, he was actually, the Royal Commissioner said it was a travesty what he presided over. It was interesting watching him. He's saying, well, the gloves are now off in a fight. He's going to release a statement today. He hasn't fronted the media. But also Tony Burke, who was the federal minister at the time when the plan was implemented, he's like umming and ahhing. So it seems like everyone at the moment is just like trying to basically wipe their hands clean. And but we need something done.
We do. And I feel like this is the first time we've even seen any of the politicians talking about it. I mean, they've been dragged out kicking and screaming.
Kicking and screaming.
To front this, I mean, there are where has Gladys been? Where has Barnaby Joyce been? I mean, Nigel Blair. Well, I mean, we've got out now, but where have all the people that have had some?
Have any federal politicians been out there?
I don't think so.
Yeah. So look, that's a story we'll be right across this morning. There's a big, obviously, a lot to go on that story. The Royal Commission may have been handed down, but where do we go from here? Breaking news, Australian Defence says an Australian airstrike in Mosul in 2017 may have caused civilian casualties. That's where 18 civilians were killed. They're saying it was an accident, and they're saying it's part of the wartime experience. It's not always possible to determine if there are civilians in the vicinity of where airstrikes are being carried out. Very sad story. We'll be keeping an eye on that one too. Victoria Police say evidence seized from properties belonging to Darren Weir strengthen their case of corruption and animal cruelty. Of course, on Wednesday night, they found cocaine and jiggers in the stables. When I read what... I'd never heard of jiggers.
I hadn't until you told me about them.
Just... dreadful.
Tasers, basically.
Yeah, basically tasering horses. Here's one you'll hear in the 7 o'clock news. You ready for this?
I don't know.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says she believes God wanted Donald Trump to win the 2016 election. We have this on tape. She spoke to the Christian Broadcasting Network overnight, and we will bring you that story.
I mean, that has been, that's not where I thought that was going, but that's been a position that's been going around for a while, particularly I know amongst the real evangelical Trump supporters, is that he's the Messiah and that, you know, and it sounds...
But this is the White House spokeswoman.
Exactly.
Anyway, you'll hear it at 7. You have to hear it to believe it.
Oh.
And finally, we survived the hottest day of the year.
Oh, thank God.
And the temperatures fell 14 degrees in 5 minutes. Because I was about to die. Us city people, those of us that live in the eastern suburbs, we're weaklings. Because I know people that live in the western suburbs, it's like 39 degrees so many days every year. Very rare that the sea breeze doesn't come through. It didn't yesterday, so the whole city copped it.
Did you get the blackouts?
I didn't get the blackouts, but Randwick, Bondi, Coogee, Point Piper and Rose Bay did. So we just missed out. Of course, people were trapped in lifts. 8-month-old baby and aged care residents were among several people who had to be rescued from them.
Wow.
And 45,000 homes affected. But today's the first day of February. Back to normal sort of summer temperatures, 24 degrees. You're dressed for the part.
I have made a grave error. I have made a grave, grave mistake. I didn't look at the weather and just assumed it was going to be 40 degrees again. Went for the singlet and the small shorts, and I'm cold.
You look very summery. Do you want me to turn the air conditioning down?
That would be great.
All right.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.
Jeff Fields with the news of the day. Everything making headlines this morning. It's 20 minutes past 6. I got some tracks for you now. One from Julia Holter. She was in the country recently for a Sydney festival. I heard very good things about the show. Unfortunately, couldn't make it myself. But this is Weather.
To explore your city, What's On Sydney has got you covered. Discover what's happening near you. From music to markets, food to festivals, art to artifacts, there's something for everyone. City of Sydney sponsors 2SER 107.3.
Days go, weeks by, another year passes by. I says to push, challenge and innovate.
To SER.com.
I think you'll agree this is a bit of a winner.
What happens to people? Their lives up in arms. What happens to people? They quit holding on. What happens to people? And what can they do?
Up the top, Julia Holter with Weather. In the middle, you caught School Damage. Isn't easy, but taking out Deer Hunter off the feature album of the week. Why hasn't everything already disappeared? What happens to people? It is 6:30, and it is time to take a look at what is going on in the world. Liam Kennedy from the newsroom is with us now. Morning, Liam.
Good morning, Tess. A scathing report on the Murray-Darling Basin Plan has criticised New South Wales Water Minister Niall Blair and labelled his handling of the fish kill crisis a travesty. The Royal Commission into the Management of the River System also found the allotment of water was dictated by politics rather than the environment. A Sydney man is due to face court accused of fracturing another man's skull with a hammer in a fit of road rage. A 25-year-old Guildford man was arrested yesterday afternoon after police were called to Etalong Road in Auburn and found the 65-year-old victim lying next to his ute with serious head injuries. Australian pilots involved in a joint airstrike against Islamic State extremists in West Mosul may have been responsible for the deaths of 18 Iraqi civilians. An investigation into the June 2017 bombings has revealed at least six Iraqis were probably killed based on population density figures. Into SER Sport and Cricket, Australia won't change the team lineup they had in Brisbane as they pursue their first piece of silverware of the summer against Sri Lanka in Canberra. To SER weather for today, much cooler, with cloudy conditions and a few showers, tops right across Sydney of 24 degrees. Right now it's 18 degrees in the city, 17 degrees at Penrith.
Thanks for that, Liam. Liam Kennedy with the headlines. Newsroom back at 7. Looking at the roads, we've got two sets of traffic lights blacked out. One is in Rose Bay, New South Head Road at Cranbrook Road. The other is in Roselands, King George's Road at Roselands Drive. We've got a broken down car in Rhodes, Concord Road near Homebush Bay Drive. That one's affecting you if you're headed northbound. And in Wetherill Park, Victoria Street at Wetherill Street. A two-car accident is affecting the traffic in all directions. That one's just come through, though, so not 100% sure how badly that'll be impacting the rest of the traffic just yet. I have some more tracks for you this morning. We're going to play one from the Scorpions and Saif Abubakar, Bride of Africa.
Mandeko, Yenge Bomonangaye, Nao Campasie, Bolingo, Ezanga, Mungangaya, Kobiki Samotema, Yenge Bomonanga, Nao Tamosika Mandeko, Amawanagana, Dino Mandeko, Mamazonanga, Masomotema, Ekata Makila, Ekita Ibumu. Keba Bolingo Sanga Matata Oye Bandenge Mokili Tamba Maya Mato Bandeko Mokili Ndenge Tamba Mabungu Ya Meme Ota La Kanga Ndenge Nagina Suki Pembe Na Mutu Na Bolingo Oye Na La La Na Liate Eh Omoni Eh Sobana ya fika toyo kana peto lingana Toka bana peto kangana maboko ndenge boyeba Oti ya maboko jumisika ya mutu na biso Ama we, bolingo na gaya Katika mwasi mwasika ebo ya mongo Bolingo etambisinga na mboko na luka mwasa Ndenge boyeba Thank you.
So what's happening this week?
Have you ever seen laser beams in the sky?
What were you thinking?
I find an opportunity to lick Richard Wilkins.
Okay.
Interviews and discussions and all sorts of interesting things. 107.3
to SER.
It's true, I'm over dramatic. I can't take much lightly. And I've tried so hard to do it. But now caring must not be my thing. And I know I won't be as great as I know that I could well be. I get swept up too much by problems. Problems I put myself in. Now I'm trying my best to be better than before. Maybe you want me more. Don't hold your breath at my love like myself then. Wrong. Just tell him you tried to do better. But I wouldn't be me all along if I tried to be more.
Sydney invites you to celebrate Lunar New Year at the Sydney Lunar Festival. Experience giant lunar lanterns, dragon boat races, free performances and sizzling feasts to share with family and friends. Join us for 10 days of Lunar New Year celebrations across Sydney from February 1st to 10th. Plan your visit now at sydneylunarfestival.com. City of Sydney sponsors 2SER 107.3.
Thank you.
Up the top, the Scorpions and Saif Abubakar with Bride of Africa. Chicha in the middle, Better Than Before, and taking you out, Eve's Tumor, All the Love We Have Now. It's off his album, Safe in the Hands of Love. It came out just before the end of last year. We really don't know a lot about Eve's Tumor. In the age of the internet, he's done a very, very good job at keeping himself mysterious. All that we really know is that the man behind the music is probably called Sean Bowie. That's it. That's what we know. So, yeah, again, in the internet age, not sure how he's managed that, but somehow he has. 6:45. 2SER Breakfast is where you are, and Tess Connery is here with you, taking you through. Happy Friday. I got a track for you now from Richard In Your Mind. They're out of Sydney. This is All I Can Do.
Ideas. Music. 2SER 107.3.
We'll be right back. Stories, ideas, music. 2SER 107.3.
Over my
Two Medicine with Gold. You heard the Putbacks in as well with Drones and Up the Top Out of Sydney, Richard in Your Mind, All I Can Do off their album Super Love Brain. Really interesting one where the three components, super, love and brain, all trying to work together, all representing different parts of life. It's a really cool album. I would definitely recommend checking it out if you haven't checked it out in full. You're on 2SER Breakfast here this morning and my name is Tess Connery, getting you through your Friday. The newsroom is in up next. They'll be running you through everything you'll need to know, including, of course, the weather report. If you've opened the window, it is a lot cooler today than it necessarily has been for the last few. Don't make the same mistake as me. I have well and truly underdressed. So, yeah, that's always fun. Hey, to take you out to the headlines this morning, Cat Power. It's off her 10th album, Wanderer, which came out last year. She's going to be in Sydney. She's playing the Enmore Theatre on Monday the 11th. This is Black.
Tell your story about Black, the one memory, the one who threw a rag back. He was down, so I took a ride. He moved the best way out of there, so I took his advice. Oh, 2 seconds flat. If I'd have known, he would have treated me like that. Oh, oh, oh. 2 seconds flat. How was I to know he would have done me like that? He had an empty gaze and his eyes like a pit. Took me thoroughly. I threw the coat away just like a foxy said. Oh, who's looking at ya? Who was a good kid when God was looking after ya? Who make it through? How was I to know he would have done this to you? He made his move and I was down all alone. I kept asking to come up for love. I would take it and he would turn it in. Wait, let me catch my breath, that's Black, if you can catch him with it. I was someone who believed in sin. He said, I think I know just who that is. Whoa. Who's looking at ya? Who was a good kid when God was looking after ya? Whoa. Who make it through? How was I to know he would have done this to you? The dead man now once was a friend. Ran all the way upstairs to make my defense. Threw me in the bath with the ice and the slab. Can't cope down my throat, almost his whole hand fit near. First I was amused, close to death ever been. When the white light went away, I knew death was setting in. If I knew, I would tell ya to keep trouble off, I tell ya. You're the next one to get left with this story. That's when you go mad. That's Black. Oh, who's not looking at ya? Who'll be a good kid now that I'm looking after ya? Oh, who make it through? How was I to know Black would have turned from me to you?
Good morning, it's 7 o'clock. I'm Liam Kennedy with 2SER News. The Royal Commission has found Australia's Murray-Darling Basin Authority acted unlawfully and water allocations must undergo a complete overhaul across the system. The Commission's report released yesterday found river allotments were driven by politics and accused the Basin Authority of board of maladministration over its disregard for science. Commissioner Brett Walker also slammed New South Wales Water Minister Niall Blair, saying his policies concerning the river were a travesty. The Berejiklian government says it will make a formal response to the findings today. Meantime, the CEO of the Murray-Darling Basin Authority, Philip Glyde, was asked on the ABC last night whether he should resign.
No. It's a very damning report. There's no doubt about that. We're the independent statutory authority. And when we see these sort of criticisms, we need to understand them. It's a 746-page report, and we'll be looking at it very carefully to understand why it is that the Royal Commissioner has come to these views, because in my experience, there's certainly been no maladministration.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison appears to have gone into damage control, saying the Australian economy faces significant consequences if the Banking Royal Commission triggers a credit crunch, while warning an election contest over which party is tougher on the financial services industry risks undermining the system. Mr. Morrison, who was Treasurer in the Coalition, ordered the Royal Commission, despite opposing an inquiry for years, predicted former High Court Justice Kenneth Haynes' final report would contain legitimate criticism of the government's financial regulators when publicly released on Monday. It'll be handed to the government today. Australian defence officials have revealed two RAAF fighter jets were involved in a bombing mission in Iraq, which led to the death of up to 18 Iraqi civilians. The incident occurred in June 2017, the height of the bloody battle by Iraqi and coalition forces to retake the northern city of Mosul. But Air Marshal Mel Hupfield says investigations have found our forces did nothing wrong, adding combat missions also involve a certain amount of risk.
The assessment was that there were the likelihood of civilian casualties or civilians present there was low, but there's always the likelihood.
A man is due to face a New South Wales court today charged with sexually assaulting a toddler at a childcare centre a decade ago. The 31-year-old man was arrested in Araya Park in the state's Riverina region after police launched an investigation in March. It's official, January was Australia's hottest month on record. The mean temperature last month averaged across the country exceeded 30 degrees for the first time for any month. And White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders has claimed God wanted Donald Trump to become president and that the president has been a strong supporter of Christian values. Mr. Trump tweeted earlier this week in support of introducing Bible literacy classes to more schools across the US. Ms. Huckabee Sanders told the Christian Broadcasting Network Trump's ascendancy to the White House was part of a higher calling.
I think God calls all of us to fill different roles at different times, and I think that he wanted Donald Trump to become president, and that's why he's there. I think he has done a tremendous job in supporting a lot of the things that people of faith really care about.
To SCR Sport.
John Morris will be appointed Cronulla Sharks head coach, taking over from premiership-winning mentor Shane Flanagan. The 38-year-old will be announced at the club's full-time mentor as soon as the final details of his new contract are thrashed out. Victoria Police say evidence seized from properties belonging to Melbourne Cup winning trainer Darren Whitt.